الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Revelations of Shroud Thieves. Excellence of Darood Sharif. The Holy Prophet, the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, when Thursday arrives, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends angels carrying tablets of silver and pens of gold. They write the names of the ones who recite the most Darood upon me on Thursday morning and during the night of Friday. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The experience of a shroud thief. A shroud thief who had stolen numerous shrouds in the past sought forgiveness at the hands of Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh asked him the reason for his repentance, he mentioned the mysterious incidents in three graves. Chains of fire. Once when I dug a grave, I saw a heart trembling scene. I saw a person whose face had become black. His hands and feet were tied with chains of fire, and there was pus and blood oozing out of his mouth. Together with this, there was an awful stench. I was about to run away when the corpse suddenly spoke and said, "Why do you run away? Stay and listen to why I am being punished." Hearing this, I decided to stay and listen. I summoned all my strength and approached the grave. When I looked inside the grave, I saw that the angels of punishment had tied a chain of fire around his neck. I asked the deceased, "Who are you?" He replied, "I am a Muslim and the son of a Muslim. Yet, unfortunately, I used to drink alcohol and commit adultery. I died in this state and I am now stuck in this punishment." The shroud thief then continued his story. A black dead person. On another occasion, when I opened a grave, I saw a person who was burnt black, standing with his tongue hanging out. He was surrounded by flames. The angels were holding him with chains around his neck. When this person saw me, he cried out, "Brother, I am extremely thirsty. Please give me some water." The angel said, "Beware, this person did not perform his salah. Don't give him any water." I gathered my strength and I asked the dead person, "Who are you and what sin did you commit?" He replied, "I was a Muslim. However, unfortunately, I disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla many times, and like me, there are many sinners who are undergoing the same punishment in their graves." The shroud thief then continued. A garden in the grave. Once I opened a grave and noticed a very amazing scene. This grave was extremely spacious, and there was a beautiful garden inside the grave with many streams. In it was a young man who was enjoying himself. I asked the young man, "What did you do to get this reward?" He replied, "I once heard a speaker saying that whoever offers 6 rak'at, i.e. 6 units of nafal salah, on the day of Ashura, he would be forgiven. Therefore, I made it a habit to perform these 6 units, these 6 rak'at nafal salah, on the day of Ashura every year." Frightening graves. Once a frightened person presented himself in front of the Caliph Abdul Malik. He said, "O respected Caliph, I am a very sinful person. I wish to know whether I will be forgiven or not." The Caliph asked, "Is your sin bigger than the earth and the sky?" He replied, "Yes, even bigger." The Caliph asked, "Is it bigger than the divine pen and the divine tablet?" He replied, "Yes, even bigger." The Caliph then asked, "Is it bigger than the divine throne and the divine chair?" He replied, "Even bigger." The Caliph then said to him, "O brother, surely Your sin can't be greater than the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When the person heard this, he started to cry. The Caliph asked, "Brother, please tell me, what is this sin of yours?" The person replied, "Respected sir, I feel extremely embarrassed to tell you. However, I will tell you. Perhaps there may be a way for my repentance to be accepted." Saying this, he began to reveal his story. He said, "Sir, I am a shroud thief. Tonight, I learnt a lesson from 5 different graves, which forced me to seek forgiveness. The end result of an alcoholic. When I opened the first grave to steal the shroud, I noticed that the face of the deceased had turned away from the Qibla. As I began to run away in fright, an unseen voice made me tremble even more. It said, 'Ask this person the reason for his punishment.' Whilst trembling, I replied that I did not have the courage. The voice again said, 'This person was an alcoholic and an adulterer, deceased with the face of a pig.' When I opened the second grave, I saw a heart-trembling scene. I saw that the dead person's face resembled a pig's face, and he was tied with locks and chains of fire. An unseen voice declared, 'This person used to take false oaths and his earning was haram.' Nails of fire. When I opened the third grave, again I saw a most terrifying scene. The deceased had his tongue coming out from the back of his neck, and he was nailed with nails made of fire. An unseen voice declared, 'This person used to backbite, slander, and cause people to fight amongst themselves. Covered in fire.' When I opened the fourth grave, I saw another very frightening scene. I saw a person twisting and turning in fire, and the angels were hitting him with hammers made of fire. I became terrified and started to run. However, an unseen voice was still ringing in my ears, which kept saying that this unfortunate person was lazy in performing salah and was lazy in fasting during the month of Ramadan. Reward of repenting as a youth. When I opened the fifth grave, it was completely different from the other graves. This grave was extremely spacious. Inside there was a throne with a handsome young man who was sitting on it. An unseen voice revealed that this person had sought repentance while he was young and was steadfast in fulfilling his salah and fasts. Head filled with lead. Sayyiduna Abdul Mu'min bin Abdullah bin Isa rahmatullahi ta'ala relates that once a shroud thief had sought forgiveness and asked him to reveal to me whether during those days he had seen anything which was unusual or extraordinary. He replied, "Once when I opened a grave, I noticed that the person's entire body had nails embedded in it. There was a large nail in his head and there were large nails in the middle of his legs. When he asked another shroud thief, he replied that he had seen a head which was filled with hot lead." Mysterious blind person. There was a blind man who always had his eyes covered. His style of begging was very strange. He used to say, "Whoever gives me something, I will tell him something strange, and whoever gives me more, I will show him something strange." Abu Ishaq Ibrahim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that someone gave him something and I stood close to him. The blind man revealed his eyes and I was shocked to see that instead of eyes he had 2 holes in their place and both were pierced from one end to the other. He then began to relate his strange experience. He said that he was a famous shroud thief in his town, and the people were extremely afraid of him. Once the judge of the town became sick, and when this judge realized that he would not get better, he sent me 100 dinars and said that this money was to make sure that his shroud was safe from me. I agreed to this. Coincidentally, he got well, but then got sick later, and died because of the second illness. I thought that the money was for the first illness. Therefore, I decided to dig his grave and steal his shroud. There were signs of punishment within the grave, and the judge was sitting up in his grave. His hair was scruffy, and his eyes were red. I suddenly felt a great pain in my legs, and someone placed his fingers inside my eyes, and I became blind instantly. He then said, O slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla, why do you wish to see the secrets of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Punishment is even given in the stomach of wild animals. Dear Islamic brothers, the punishment of the grave is indeed true. The punishment of the grave is in actual fact the punishment of barzakh. The reason it is called punishment of the grave is because people are buried within graves. However, whether a person is burnt, drowned, eaten by fishes, ripped to shreds, and eaten by wild animals in the jungle, eaten by worms, or even whether his ashes are thrown in the wind, he will be either rewarded or punished. The meaning of barzakh. The literal meaning of barzakh is screen or cover. The period between death and the day of judgment is called barzakh. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 100, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And in front of them is a barrier until the day when they shall be raised. Whilst explaining this verse, Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, ما بين الموت إلى البعث. By barzakh is meant that the period in between death and the day of judgment. The punishment of the grave proven from the Qur'an. The punishment of the grave is proven from the Holy Qur'an. The Holy Qur'an explains about the punishment within the grave for those people who disobeyed Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. In Surah Nuh verse 25, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And because of their wrongdoings, they were drowned, then made to enter the fire. In relation to the fire which has been mentioned in this Quranic verse, it is stated that it is the fire within barzakh. This means the punishment of the grave which they would experience. In relation to the punishment of the grave, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 46, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An-nar yu'raduna 'alayha ghudwan wa 'ashiyya wa yawma taqumu as-sa'atu adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-'adhab. Translation taken from Kanz al-Iman. The fire to which they are exposed in the morning and evening, and the day when the hour shall come, it shall be ordered to cause the people of Pharaoh to enter the most grievous punishment. From this verse, the punishment of the grave is established, and the ashadd al-adhab, i.e. severe punishment, means the punishment of hell, which will occur on the day of judgment. The punishment before this is the punishment of the grave. Explaining the punishment of the grave, it is stated in Surah Tawbah, verse 101. سَنُعَذِّبُهُم مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. Translation taken from Kanz al-Iman. We will soon punish them twice. Then they will be returned to a grievous torment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The disgrace of the hypocrites. In explaining this verse, Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma states, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave the sermon on Friday and then said, O so and so, stand up and get out because you are a hypocrite. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam revealed each of their names and then made them leave the masjid. They were disgraced by this. Then Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu entered the masjid and someone said to him, There is good news for you. Allah Azza wa Jalla has disgraced and shamed the hypocrites today. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum says that for them to leave the masjid in this disgraceful manner was the first punishment, and the second punishment is the punishment of the grave. Punishment in the grave as proven in the Hadith Sharif. There are numerous ahadiths which prove the punishment which is to occur in the grave. One hadith is being presented. The Holy Prophet, the leader of the Prophets, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam states, عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقْ The punishment of the grave is true. Sadru al-Sharia Badru al-Tariqa, Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Only that person who is misled would refute the punishment in the grave. Why are we worried and concerned? Dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we are Muslims and the job of a Muslim is to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yet, unfortunately, most of us are very far from the path of piety and good deeds. Maybe it is because of this that many of us are facing many difficulties. Some people are sick, while some are in debt. Some have family problems, some have no livelihood. Some desire children and some complain about disobedient children. In short, everyone is facing some type of problem. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Surah Shura, verse 30, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whatever misfortune befalls you is due to what your own hands earn, but He pardons much. Dear Islamic brothers, there is no doubt that the solution to every problem in this world and the hereafter is through following Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is said, He who busies himself in the work of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla busies himself in his eye in fulfilling that slave's work. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The blessings of salah. The first farz, i.e. the compulsory act of a Muslim, is to perform his salah. However, sadly, our masajid are empty. There is no doubt that salah is a pillar of Islam. Performing salah is a means of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla. It enables mercy to end. It eliminates sins. It protects a person from illness and disease. It is a means of getting one's du'as accepted. Its blessings increases the sustenance of a person. It is light in the dark grave. It protects a person from the punishment of the hereafter. It is a key to heaven, and it enables a person to cross the bridge of Sirat safely. It protects against the fire of hell, and it's the coolness of the blessed eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The person who performs salah will be blessed with the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest reward for the person who performs his salah is that he will be blessed with the ability to see Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. Terrifying punishment for the one who does not perform his salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes angry with the person who does not perform his salah. Whoever intentionally misses even one salah, his name is inscribed on the door of hell. The grave will squeeze that person who is lazy in praying salah, so much so that his ribs would break and interlock with each other. His grave will be filled with the fire of hell, and he will be imprisoned by a terrible snake. On the day of judgment, he will be treated severely. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Punishment of head being smashed. Nabi Rahmat Shafi'i Ummat Tajdari Risalat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to the blessed companions alayhim ridwan, tonight two people, meaning Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhi salam, visited me. They took me to the Holy Land. I saw a person lying down, and standing by his head was a man holding a rock. The person standing took this rock and smashed the head of the person lying down. Whenever the head smashed into pieces, it returned to its original form, and this continued. I then asked the angels, Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, who is this person? They told me to go forward. After showing me other things, they said, the first person who you had seen, meaning the person who had his head smashed, was that person who had learnt the Holy Quran and then left it. He was also in the habit of sleeping during the time of Salah. This will be his punishment until the day of judgment. Flames in the grave. The sister of a person died. After burying his sister and returning home, he realized that his wallet had fallen into the grave. He then returned to the grave and began digging so that he could retrieve his wallet. He was shocked to see that the grave of his sister was filled with flames. He immediately covered the grave with soil and ran to his mother crying. He asked his mother, O beloved mother, what were the actions of my sister? She replied, why do you ask? He then explained what he had seen in the grave. When his mother heard this, she began to cry and said, it is very unfortunate that your sister used to be lazy in performing her salah. She used to perform her salah after the time had elapsed. In other words, she used to read it qada. Terrifying well. Dear Islamic brothers, if this is the punishment for the one who used to read her salah after the time had elapsed, what will happen to that person who never reads his salah? Remember, whoever reads their salah after the time elapses will be entitled to enter wail. Wail is a terrifying well found in hell, from which even hell seeks protection. Similarly, there is another valley in hell called Ghi. This valley is extremely deep, and within it there is a terrifying well called Hubhub. When the fire of hell decreases, Allah Azza wa Jalla opens this specific well. Due to this, the fire of hell begins to rage again. This well is for those who do not perform salah, commit adultery, drink alcohol, take interest, and those who cause harm to their parents. Command to enter hell. It is reported that on the day of judgment, there will be a person who Allah Azza wa Jalla will command to enter hell. He will ask, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, why am I being sent to hell? Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, because you read salah after its time had elapsed, and you took my name when taking false oaths. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Scorpions the size of black mules. It is said that there is a valley in hell called Lamlam. It contains snakes which are as thick as the neck of camels. The length of each snake is the distance of a month's journey. When this snake bites a person who had not performed his salah, its venom will remain active for 70 years. There is another valley in hell which is called Jabbul Huzn. In it, there are scorpions the size of black mules. The scorpions have 70 stings, and each sting has a bag full of venom. When this scorpion stings a person who has not read his salah, its venom will invade the entire body. The heat of its venom will last 1,000 years. The flesh will peel off the bones, and pus will come out from his private area. The people of hell will curse this person. Protect yourself from the company of the person who does not perform his salah. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, has advised about the dangers of missing salah and about staying away from the person who does not perform his salah. It is stated in Fatawa al-Razaviyya, Volume 9, page 158 to 159. He who intentionally misses a single salah becomes entitled to remain in hell for 1,000 years as long as he does not complete it and repent. If Muslims stay away from him, do not speak to him, do not sit with him, then undoubtedly this person is entitled to this treatment, because the person who ignores his salah is a transgressor. We have been warned to ignore his company, and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi then presents a Quranic verse from Surah An-Nam, verse 68, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whatever they say, the devil, i.e. Satan, may make you forget to do so. And then do not sit you after recollection with unjust people. The easy method of praying qaza of a lifetime. Dear Islamic brothers, always perform salah with the congregation. Whoever has salah which is outstanding, he should sincerely seek repentance and then strive to complete them. In connection with this, please read the following extract taken from Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, page 70 and 71. Question. Huzoor, the activities of the world have occupied us, so much so that every day we make the intention of completing our missed salah during our lifetime, yet we never seem to be able to complete them. Can we perform it in this manner, where we first read all the Fajr salah we missed, then all the Zuhr salah, then all the Asr salah, etc.? Is there any problem in this? Also, I don't even remember how much salah I have missed. What should I do under such circumstances? Answer. It is important to complete the missed salah as quickly as possible. One does not know when death would come. There are only 20 rak'at in each day. 2 farz of Fajr, 4 farz of Zuhr, 4 farz of Asr, 3 farz of Maghrib, 4 farz of Isha and 3 Vitr. What is the difficulty in reading except during sunrise, sunset and midday, as sajda is haram within these times? If one wishes, he may first perform all the Fajr he has missed, followed by all the Zuhr, etc. Or he can read them in the order they come. He can estimate the quantity of these salah, even if he reads more, there is no harm. According to the strength of the person, he should read these missed aikada salah as quickly as possible and not be lazy. If he has outstanding far salah, no nafil is accepted. He should make the intention that I am performing the first fajr missed. And when he completes this, he should make the same intention before reading the next Fajr Salah. The completion of each salah makes the one after it the first salah missed. The person who has missed a lot of salah can shorten the salah. Instead of reciting Surah Fatiha in the third and fourth rak'at of the fard of Zuhr, Asr, Isha, and the third rak'at of Maghrib, he can read Subhanallah 3 times. Even if he recites it once, the farz will be complete. He can also recite the tasbih of ruku, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, and sujood, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, only once. After the tashahhud, he can say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi, instead of the complete durood Ibrahim. Instead of the complete du'a-i qunut in witr, he can just say, Rabbighfirli. He is allowed to complete all of these 20 minutes after sunrise and 20 minutes before sunset. Before and after this is not permissible. Whoever needs to read Qaza Salah should do as secretly as it is not permissible to proclaim and publicly display one's sins. In other words, he should not make it obvious that he is reading Qaza Salah. In connection with this, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, if there is a person who needs to fulfill Qaza Salah for nearly 30 or 40 years, and if he makes the intention that I am going to perform these missed Salah tomorrow and will rest after this, and suddenly dies after a month or a day, Allah Azza wa Jalla in His infinite mercy would consider all this person's salah as being complete. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Nisa, verse 100, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whosoever goes forth from his home as an emigrant for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger, and death overtakes him, then his reward lies with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Negligent tailor. An Islamic brother recalls, during the time I used to work in Punjab as a tailor, Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, my actions were very bad. I didn't perform salah. I would fight and argue nearly every day. I would lie, backbite, break promises, get angry, swear, steal, look at forbidden things, watch films and dramas, listen to songs and music, harass girls who would walk past and annoy my parents. Basically, I had many bad habits. After getting fed up with my actions, my family sent me to Babul Madina, Karachi. I started working in an office in Babul Madina, Karachi. Girls also used to work in the same office. Therefore, my habits became worse. I was such a bad person that at times I would begin to hate myself. One day, I found out that my first cousin was doing Dars-e-Nizami in an institute of Dawat-e-Islami called Jamiatul Madina, Gulistan-e-Johor, Karachi. When I went to meet him, he met me in a warm and friendly manner, and through his personal efforts, he invited me to the weekly ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami, which I accepted. When I went to the ijtima, someone presented me with the booklets, Old Worshipper and Revelation of Shaud Thieves, which were published by Maktabatul Madina. When I read these booklets for the first time in my life, I came to the realization that I was wasting my life. I immediately repented and made the intention of performing the 5 daily salah in the masjid with jama'at. I also started attending the Thursday ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. in the International Madni Markaz Fizan-e Madina every week. I also became a disciple of Ghawsi Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu and became a part of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya spiritual chain. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, a Madni transformation took place in my life. Through the personal efforts of my first cousin, I also gained the privilege of traveling on a Madni Qafila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, with the blessings of the lovers of the Prophet, I became attached to the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami. At the time of giving this testament, I became a student of Dars-e-Nizami, Alim course. May Allah Azza wa Jalla always save my Madni organization, Dawat-e-Islami, from the evil eye, because it is through the blessings of this organization that a disgraceful person like myself is now busy in gaining religious knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Safeguard against nightmares. An Islamic brother admits that he used to suffer from nightmares. He says, I joined the Madni Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami for 30 days. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, with the blessings of the Madni Qafila, these nightmares stopped immediately. I was blessed with the dream of the beautiful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and now I either dream of performing salah or dream of reciting the Holy Quran. Dear Islamic brothers, reciting Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times with Durood Sharif once at the beginning and at the end before sleeping will inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla protect a person from having nightmares. A remedy for appendicitis. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. There are many misled individuals within the community who have achieved guidance by traveling in the Madni Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami. An Islamic brother from Matra, India says that I used to be a modern youngster. I used to spend my time watching films and dramas. I happened to listen to a cassette from Maktabatul Madina entitled The Destructions of TV. This completely changed me and I became involved in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. I also had an appendix problem and the doctors advised that I should have an operation. I became very worried. After the individual effort of an Islamic brother, I decided to join the Madani Qafila for 3 days for the first time. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, with the blessings of the Madani Qafila, my sickness disappeared without the need for an operation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I became highly impressed with the blessings of the Madani Qafila and have decided to travel on a Madani Qafila every month for 3 days. I am also a regular in filling in the Madani Inamat card daily and handing it to the area Zimadar every month. I am also a regular with Sadai Madina, I waking Muslims for Salatul Fajr every morning. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam are extensively learned and taught in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring ijtima of your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafila with the devotees of the Holy Prophet in order to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madani Inamat booklet daily, practicing Fikr-e Madina, i.e. Madani contemplation, and submit it to the Zimadar, the relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami of your locality. By the blessing of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the sunnahs and be averse to sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madni mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madni Inamat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madni Qafilas. ان شاء الله عز وجل. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.